parent, I think a lot of times we put the outcome of our kids and our actions on ourselves. And so I wanted to just remind you that you are not the outcome of your kids. And when they're misbehaving or acting bad in public, not listening or kicking and screaming, it's not because you did something wrong or because you're a bad parent. Your child simply can't see the whole picture. They can't control their emotions. These moments, these are the ones that they really need the complete opposite of your irrational reaction. And this behavior, you just want to take a second to put things back into perspective and distract them from the issue at hand. Even simply removing them, as I've done time and time again, I'm not perfect at it, but my son was just freaking out not too long ago. And, you know, immediately I was just filled with this anger and rage, if you will. And not that I'm proud of it, but it was just my first reaction. But then I took a second to compose myself before approaching him. I pulled the car over, I got him out of his car seat, and just had him take a deep breath, get some water, and he was back to being his normal bubbly self. And not only that, I felt as a parent that victory over the situation, just knowing that I didn't have to, you know, discipline my kid, or I wasn't shouting, yelling at him, that I was able to bring him back and do it in a way that was both pleasing to me and him. And so, you know, taking a moment to just breathe, and not just for your son or your daughter, my son in this case, but for both of you, you know, then once that moment's passed, it's like your child doesn't even remember. My son was laughing literally 2 seconds after he had just been freaking out, yelling at the top of his lungs, as if he didn't even know what had happened. We were joking, he was laughing, smiling again, and you know, had I spanked him because of his lashing out, it would not have been the same. His behavior most likely would have continued. And so, you know, as a parent, when those moments happen, we also like to replay them time and time again in our heads. And I want to encourage you to let those moments go. Your child is not that bad behavior. And if they have a lash out moment and you're replaying it time and time again in your head, it just makes you think that, oh, my child is bad and there's a problem. And so I would encourage you to replace those that memory with something new, right? So replacing the memory with having some jokes and laughing with them and getting him to get into a good mood, or her into a good mood, it really strengthens the relationship. And it's just a feeling that really makes you feel like you're doing it right as a parent. And so replace those memories with new memories. And remember, parenting is hard work, but he gives you strength, and you can do all things through him who strengthens you. Happy Sunday, guys. Happy parenting. You're doing a good job.